listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford!
The Rap Radio Hour.
Mama 17, 5, same color t-shirt, white. Mama told me, not to say a word. Mama 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah. Young, poppin' with a pocket full of cottage. Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aim it, itch it, noggin. Had to call the addy, then the top, I had to chop it. Your pocket watchin', so I gotta keep the rocket. Neck, water, faucet, water, mocking, birds, mocking. At pint, stocking, next, keep biting. Neck, wrist on hockey, hockey, wrist on rocket. Rocket, lot of copy, huh? Name someone can stop me, no one to call me poppy, huh? Sachi, that's my hobby. Sachi, got it on a pocket rocket from a wallet. One off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to cock it. Get the dropping when that Draco get the popping. All I want is cottage, roll up cigar full of broccoli. Cookie, no check, one off cash. I don't do deposits. Cross the border from the tropics. I'ma get that bag. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, I'ma feed my family. Ain't no way around it. Family, ain't gon' never let up. God said, show my talent. Show young with the Anna, walking with the hammer. Talking country grammar, straight out North Atlanta. Northside, young popping with a pocket full of cottage. Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aim it, itch it, noggin. Had to call the addy, then the top, I had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket.
Mama told me, not to say a word.
Mama
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
White.
Mama told me, not to say a word.
Mama
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
I told you.
Mama told me,
Mama,
not to say a word.
Mama told you.
Color t-shirt.
What?
1995. 2005. Seen it with my eyes.
Seen it.
Dope still alive.
Dope.
Real mob ties. Real
frog
eyes. Real whole pies. All time high.
High.
Do it for the culture.
Culture.
They gon' bite like vultures.
Culture.
Way back when.
Whoa.
I was trapping, not Toyotas. I'ma hit the gas.
Yeah.
12 can't pull me over.
12.
Space coupe, Quavo, Yoda, pouring, drinking sodas.
I get home on my own, sir. Heard you gon' clone, sir. Stop all that flexing, yawn. Don't wanna go there. Never been a gopher, but I always been a soldier. Yawn. In the cut, posted like a vulture. Diving off the stage in the crowd, it's a mosh pit. Yeah, shouted bad, but she broke and she don't own. Mama asked me, son, when the trapping gone quick. I been riding around through the city in my new.
Young, popping with a pocket full of cottage.
Hey.
Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aim it, itch it, noggin.
Hey.
Had to call the addy, then the top, I had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket.
Mama told me, not to say a word.
Mama
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
White.
Mama told me, not to say a word.
Mama
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
I told you.
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford.
Medford!
Welcome back to Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour.
School is canceled forever, Medford.
That's
it's snowing
right.
out.
But you know what never gets canceled?
The Rap Radio
Hour. The Rap Radio Hour.
Only when we're too tired to come in.
Sometimes you got a nosebleed or something, you know, it's just, we're flexible. We're not committing to this.
What's going on, Medford? Call in 855-915-WMFO.
That's
I want to hear how you're dealing with the snow.
915-9636. You can also Skype in if you want to do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I don't really know how to do that, but we can figure it out.
What do we got on tap for the show today?
Oh, it's going to be a great show, folks. We've got an interview with Grant, the local DJ. We're gonna talk about rap. We're gonna talk about being seniors. talk about getting a job. We're going to show off our pad folios. We're going to play some Big Sean.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
We're going to play some Tinder DJ.
We're going to play some Tinder DJ, DJ, DJ.
We need sound effects for all the things on the show.
For all recurring bits. But first, remember to subscribe on iTunes to...
this isn't a podcast.
Let's play our ad now for Squarespace.
I mean, we have to read a PSA.
Oh, let's play our ad for safety. Public safety. Shall we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Medford.
Oh, this one is timely. Storm season, emergency preparedness. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
They say online, not in line.
Yeah, wait on long lines.
Yeah, I think that's like a New York thing. I think we may have just guessed the origin of this person's of the PSA writer.
Yeah, wait online. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard it from New Yorkers only.
Huh.
So, good to know. More fun facts coming your way, Medford. Welcome back.
What can we listen to?
All right, so I guess not Logic, obviously. No.
We could listen to another song from the new Sampha album.
Let's do it. Let's keep things fresh happening. We're going to play some old school, but ones you don't know.
This is a song that came out about 2 weeks ago.
A little stale for my taste.
It's called Under by Sampha.
Let's do it.
Oh, stupid Spotify.
Let's talk about where Sampha is from.
He's from the UK. John Wick. Oh, hold on. It's a the ad is a ad for John Wick 2.
John Wick 2! Official get sponsor. Not sponsored. Gun.
Whoever comes, I'll kill them all.
You're not very good at retiring.
I'm working on it.
John Wick, Chapter 2, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
John Wick is officially
a figure in someone else's dream.
Another
I'd
ad?
Rather
another ad?
Sometimes
is that legal?
Make my own figure.
It's definitely not legal.
Can you play it on YouTube or something? I mean,
there's ads all over the place.
Find it on a CD here?
We live in a freaking ad.
Anyway, let's talk about John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Again, the movie that knows what it is. It is not ashamed to say it.
Honestly, I saw it get good reviews.
I mean, I'm sure it's great at what it does.
I really want to watch John Wick 1.
Oh, we should do it.
Maybe at dinner next week.
We are having a dinner next week. All our friends who are listening in, so-called friends.
So-called friends.
So-called
friends, so-called judges, so-called acquaintances.
So-called radio show.
Actually, we'll keep the judges out.
Let's keep the judges out of this. Yeah, this is going to be a judgment-free zone. Welcome back to the judgment-free rap radio hour zone. We don't like Logic, but that's it. All right, the only judgment we're going to do is on him.
I don't like G-Eazy either.
Okay.
I lump them in the same category.
What about Migos?
No, they're good.
They're good.
I guess that's also a judgment.
Maybe judgment as well. Okay, guys,
right,
welcome back to the Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. This is Under by Sampha. I really
rap
like this song.
Rap radio hour, Judgment Day, coming soon.
Sit at my piano and flip through every channel, channeling those memories, trying to put an end to these.
Don't you now.
I wonder, sit and watch you wonder. I see you manipulate your lover, take cover, waves come crashing over, and I go under.
guess I'm under your spell. Under. Singing my soprano, still flicking through the channels. Signal lost and out of reach. Your eyes become the TV screens. As I sit, I watch you walk my way.
Down to
music
business.
Stuff. Let's go to talking. Welcome back to the radio talk show. Not a talk show, guys. Tune back in. So tell me about this music. Who played it?
Sampha.
Sampha.
He's from
the UK.
The UK.
I can tell from his music.
For a while, he was a collaborator with Subtract. Perhaps you've heard some of Subtract's music.
I've not.
Well, let me get you familiar. Real quick.
Let's familiarize us. Medford.
You've probably heard one of the songs. I'll play his most popular song.
I like that our bit is that I'm the normal guy and you're the weird one.
Have you heard this one? Have you heard the song before?
No.
That was Elliot.
I could bet all of the riches that I ever had.
No, none of that.
No, I mean, I'm a fan, but I haven't heard it.
That was like popping off in like 2011.
Oh.
There's also Hold On, which features Sampha. Maybe you've heard this one before. Well, anyway, Sampha's been sort of around and bubbling for like the past like 5 or 6 years. He was on a Drake song. He was on a Beyonce song, mm-hmm. and now he just released his first debut album. It's really good.
Let's talk about music we're going to play at our dinner.
Oh, that's right.
We've got to have something, I don't know,
thematically related.
Renewable energy themed, you know, green energy.
Something, yeah.
Lead.
Something from the earth.
Yeah.
So the dinner, we're making chicken pot pie.
Nice.
Any songs about chicken pot pie that you know?
I do not know. I'm sure there must be a rap about that, right?
I don't want to find it.
Okay, fair enough. Let's play broccoli.
No,
okay, that's not. anyway, how has your week been?
It's been fine.
There's a snow day yesterday. Medford, we're getting a few more inches of snow today.
Yesterday was Saturday, so I guess it's always sort of a snow day.
Yep, a snow day on Thursday as well. I suppose. Yesterday being some day last week.
Did you have a fun time at Senior Bar Evening?
I did. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say on the air, but I don't remember it very well.
Whoa.
Ooh,
this is when we need a side effect for it. I want to play like a bunch of side effects. No, like the cheesy radio side effects.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, I saw Jackson today at the luncheon we just went to. And he was talking to me about us dancing together. And I don't remember seeing Jackson at all. I asked, like, did we dance for a long time? And he said, yes, upwards of 30 minutes. So that was something. I also, do you know Marissa, I think is her name?
Mm-hmm.
Adam's friend?
Yeah, Marissa Nugent. She went to Paris with me.
Yeah, she came up to me and apologized for being drunk in the Uber on the way home. And she said that
you were also really drunk.
I was actively holding back vomit. And she said I seemed fine, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I took a video of myself when I got home. I'm not really sure why. It was just me complaining about how drunk I was and how hungover I was going to be the next day. And it's really, like, I speak very slowly when I'm influenced negatively.
Okay, I think I found a sound effect for it. Say something, I don't know, topical.
Taco Tuesday. Wait, do that one again after
I'm gonna play a different one.
The Super Bowl went very well. There's no way to know what's coming next.
you gotta cater to the sound effect.
It's gotta be everything.
What's gonna come next? All right, something topical. Let's hear it. Piece of news.
A piece of news.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy slays again.
It's an idiot.
Yeah, those protesters.
Hey, have you gotten your protester check?
No, I haven't. George Soros is being so freaking slow.
It won't. I don't know. Honestly, I mean, maybe my billing address was wrong or something. I still haven't gotten paid.
I love the idea that simultaneously the protesters need to get jobs and they're being paid. It's fantastic. Anyway, in Medford, we're going to keep out of politics. We're going to stick directly to rap. You know,
which is the least political art form.
It is. It's totally apolitical. Rapping and country, I suppose.
Rap and country.
And protest rock.
Let's see. What can we listen to? Actually, so I'm on Subtract's Spotify page, and apparently he released an album called Save Yourself in 2016 that I hadn't heard of. But guess who's featured on it?
Who's featured?
Drum. From Broccoli.
Oh.
You simultaneously like know a decent amount of rap songs, but know nothing about anything.
I'm faking it the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to I Feel Your Pain.
I've kept our audience fooled for years. Again, if you want to call in and talk to us, the very same host you're listening to right now, the number is 855-915-9636. Call in. Bye. But you'll be okay. We'll be back after this break. So quit moping your ass around like somebody who's kind of swearing a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah, I realize this is the explicit version. Okay. Need to just stay focused
on your craft, and if you own the song, don't let him tell. Shoutouts to Rachel Martell, if she's listening. You got three baby daddies, you still club a sandy around your way. Girl, I feel your pain, and you probably result to stripping, but all that fried chicken and children fucked up your frame. It's fucked up, ain't it? In high school, you was a prom queen, and now you bagging up number threes. And if it was mine, it had no cheese. Girl, I feel your pain. You asked me how I feel today, and I gladly tell you that.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you off the air first. Wait, play. He play on stuff. I didn't think this is allowed or not. So here.
All right, Medford, we're gonna plan a prank.
We're gonna prank you, Medford. With our ethics czar and
ethics czar
confirmed this may or may not be okay to do, so we're gonna move on.
The prank has nothing to do with you, Medford, just letting you know.
I mean, it kind
you're
of
safe
does.
You're safe in your own home. Oh, are you saying to do it over the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I get
now you're laughing.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually pretty funny. I don't think it would work though.
Okay, Google, set alarm for Medford Rap Radio Hour.
didn't even work on your own phone.
It's because the screen's not on.
Oh.
If I say, okay, Google, yeah.
Elliot's prank idea, in case you're not familiar, was on Google phones. When you say, okay, Google, it'll automatic, and the screen is on, it'll automatically open up the sort of Siri interface mm-hmm. and then do what it tells you. Yes. So if he said, okay, Google, set an alarm for 7 a.m. over the radio. Then everyone who has a Google phone with the screen on would ostensibly hear it and then have an alarm set for 7 a.m. But now we're telling you that that's going to happen. Yeah. So if you have a Google phone,
hopefully you should have checked it by this point, because I wasn't actually going to do the 7 a.m. start time.
Hey, some people need to get up early for 7 a.m. on Monday.
Wow.
We're doing them a favor. So this is a PSA.
This is Ian and Ethan signing off.
What's another song we could listen to? Oh, I have a song. So,
excellent.
Rock Marciano, who's one of my favorite rappers, is releasing an album this week.
Do you have a leaked track?
No, but I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite Rock Marciano songs.
All right, this is a little teaser for the album drop this week.
The album coming up is called...
Songs.
No, it's called...
My Past.
Rosebud's Revenge.
All right, that was close.
In case you don't know, the reason that I love Rock Marciano so much is...
You performed on tour with him, right?
No.
Okay.
Just guess. He's sort of like a street rapper for the Twitter age, where like his lyrics are really, really dense, but they switch topics like every two lines.
Excellent.
So if you listen, he'll like paint sort of like a really... intriguing picture of the street life, and then just sort of move on to the next image, and it's just image after image after image.
Interesting.
And he's also very clever, and there's some funny rhymes.
You could follow along on rapgenius.com.
Yeah, but this is Deeper by Rock Marciano. Listen to the lyrics. I'm not going to be that stupid rap fan that's like, listen to the lyrics, it gets really deep, because this song isn't very deep. But the lyrics
are still your favorite.
The lyrics are very entertaining. I'll say that. It reads sort of like a screenplay for sort of like a John Wick of the streets, where it's very
relatable.
Oversaturated with sort of the stereotypical drug and gang images.
Mm.
And he fashions himself as a pimp on the album that Deeper is on. So
interesting.
It's a lot of pimp imagery.
Well, you know, beware if you have kids in the car.
This is the clean version.
Oh, excellent. Great. What
up, shit? Turn it up for your kids.
This is Jada's poetry. Smooth this shit, daddy. What you know about it? Pin this shit. What you know about it? So what you know about it? Yeah.
eight ball corner pocket. My hustle can't knock it. The game chopping catastrophic. I'm after the profit. Pull a salad out the stocking. It's popping. I popped in the cherry blossom. Rock the lockman in the cockpit. You frontin' like you hot ish. Shake out. Dress understated at the steakhouse. Spaced out. Deep in the game, I pray I make it out. Twist if it's naked on the couch. Crouch. Gold Porsche, I'm a clothes horse. Your boss thrown in the trough. The blow soft. Throwing salt on pork. You done, prick him with the fork. Dip him in the sauce. Linen cloth, lay on the king. Blessings to my offspring. To sip the water from the spring. It ain't a thing. Patent leather ski mask. My feet pass a G and a half. Pull out the fast European cab. Crab, call it the cooler. I'm basically a jeweler. You trying to fool a consumer. Cubic zirconia. I copped a coat in Mongolia. It spoke harmonious at the podium. Hold a soda, it's your daddy, what you know about it. Pimp, it's your daddy, what you know about it. Huh, what you know about it. I won't allow it.
Tonight, baby, you know what I'm saying? A real pimp, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's international, recognized, and locally accepted. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, some real shit, you know what I'm talking about? Not that on the corner papers, you know what I mean?
That's all
in
little, but I mean, what?
That's the problem. He likes to talk, baby, you know what I'm saying? But you know what?
Twisted Nino, my shit like ginger, casino, pink tuxedo, show machismo, clean your clock, soft toe bebop, peacock, move like a robot, stovetop, Stan Smither, Rod Laver, cock the hammer, 16 in the clip, one in the chamber, sure footed, the Porsche dashboard's wooden, a funk despite the bullet, the 640 seats is like pudding, it's the position I was putting, my shit arch your back, I slipped the wooden, can I kill it? Funkadelic George Clinton, keep it pimping more convincing, without detention, mini mansion, Mr. Belvedere Benson, honey dip lit up a Winston, not to mention, expenses, the prince is pretentious, no pretend-ish, tennis kicks, tinted lenses, my thirst for the chips is tremendous, it's never ending, it's a win-win, now come again, see.
Rock Marciano, Deeper.
What a fantastic track.
I really like that song.
All right, changing topics. I saw it on Facebook.
All right, what is it?
SNL.
Yeah.
Killing it again.
Very good.
Very good.
With the Spice Man.
With the Spicy Spice Man. With
Melissa
the
McCarthy.
Sexy Kellyanne.
Did you see the one of Donald in People's Court?
I did.
That was a really good one.
I've never actually seen People's Court.
So. Neither have I.
Wow. So they
I mean, it's sort of like Judge Judy.
I guess probably, yeah.
My favorite line of that skit was when they go, when the judge goes, you know this is a TV court, and he goes, doesn't matter, I'm a TV president.
Again, no politics here on Rap Radio.
Totally unbiased, no fake news, comedy. No real news. No news.
It's good news.
No news is good news.
That's right.
A lot of news, though.
Yeah.
We're bogged down with news.
Bad news.
So many, so much
a lot
news.
Of bad news.
Just news out all holes.
Speaking of news, you hear the news. Did you listen to the newest or last two radio shows, podcasts from Pod Save the World or Pod Save the Pod Save America?
I think I'm all caught up. Yeah,
they had one with the with Bill de Blasio.
I didn't listen to Bill de Blasio.
Okay, it was pretty good. I haven't finished it. It's a long one. But the one before that, they were talking about which TV shows are being watched by a president. And there's like really, really strong correlation with like
with Morning Joe.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
The communication pathway with the president. That's
so there's this I forget what his name is, but one of the lead political editors at NBC was sort of the first to figure out this pattern. I follow him on Twitter, and every time Trump tweets, he'll reply with a screenshot of the Morning Joe frame that he lifts his tweet from.
Wow.
He's been like doing it for a few weeks now. It's pretty funny.
I wonder how powerful Morning Joe is now. Like he must be one of the more influential people in the world, right? Like
Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely knows is the thing.
I know that there's the some congressperson who like was on the Morning Joe show
and yeah.
said, President Trump, if you're watching, please contact my office. And he did like a few hours later.
Yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense.
That's ridiculous.
He watches all the TV. It's got to be doing wonders for ratings.
Must be. It was a dying medium for a long time, but now...
TV is back, baby.
TV's back. That was fake news.
Take that, Netflix.
Do you think he watches Netflix?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
They don't archive shows on Netflix, like news shows.
They don't do news shows. He only listens, or he only watches the news.
I mean, he probably watches The Apprentice.
What an interesting, like consumer habit, like to only consume news. I feel like I would be too stressed out after a while.
I mean, it's sort of his job to be stressed out.
Like, I've been watching, I've been looking at news, like, every morning.
Yeah.
Which I haven't usually done, like, not until this semester.
I think sort of the solution in Donald Trump's eyes is turn news into entertainment, and then, you know, you do both. It's two birds with one stone.
But, like, the news always makes you, like, a little bit upset, because, like, there's always something not great going on.
That's just your opinion. I mean, if you ask Donald Trump, everything's going great.
I feel like, the news is designed to make you angry, though. Like, they always choose, like, the most outrageous story.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which means that
you don't really hear about happy news.
Yeah, and I wake up stressed every day. It sucks.
Well, it's a good motivator to
get
angry. To work.
No, I don't want a bad thing to happen, you know.
Don't read the news.
But it's so addicting.
Is it?
It is, sort of, you know. This is exciting news stuff. You can talk about it with your friends.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Well, this is a non-political show.
Anyway, Rap Radio Hour.
Play like one rap song. We have. Oh, we played two.
John Wick commercial too.
Oh, yeah, that's basically a rap
that's
song.
That's basically rap.
John Wick. Have you heard about Frank Ocean not being so happy about the Grammys?
No, why? When are the Grammys? Tonight?
That's a good question. I don't know when they are.
It seems like it.
These two Grammy producers.
I hope Migos wins.
I don't think they're nominated.
Okay, well, I'm not going to watch.
Neither am I. So Frank Ocean is boycotting the Grammys. He didn't submit his album for the Grammys. And then the two producers of the show said, you know, we're not really that... I forget what their comment was, but they sort of like trashed his performance in 2013. They were like, that's sort of... He performed Forrest Gump at the Grammys in 2013. Like, it wasn't very good. It was like...
Subpar. Not worthy of the Grammys.
Yeah. I forget what their comment was. They said something about his Grammy performance. And then he responded and basically said, like, look, I'm not boycotting the Grammys because, like, the performance was bad. I'm boycotting them because it's, like, a bad system of awarding art. And it, like, systematically undervalues black people. And if it was true that I was salty about my bad performance, wouldn't I want to come back in 2016 to, like, redeem myself? Hmm. And, like, I didn't submit the album intentionally because, like, I don't want to participate. And I, like, sold a million independently with no label. I bought all my masters. Like, I really don't need the Grammys.
Ooh. Snap.
Yeah, it's a good little post.
It's exciting.
So why don't we watch Frank Ocean's 2013 performance of Forrest Gump, Grammys.
Let's do it. Let's screw the haters, as it were.
We're reclaiming it.
Here in Rap Radio Hour, we always reclaim the haters as our own.
If this is bad, we're just reclaiming the bad performance as a good one.
If you have any haters out there, please direct them to our show. We wouldn't want them to tune in. You know, call us. Give us some hate.
This is Frank Ocean performing Forrest Gump
live
at the 2013 Grammys. Do you remember this?
No.
I watched the Grammys in 2013 because I wanted Frank Ocean to win.
I didn't know who he was until like a week ago.
Well.
I wanna see your pom-poms from the stand. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they'll burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my head, my blood. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know your voice. I know you.
Is this good or bad for him? So far it seems fine.
Just so buff and so strong.
What are the comments saying?
I'm nervous, voice. Forrest Gump. And my lips will burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. For
seems controversial in the comments.
Yeah. Soundboard, no farts.
Darn it.
What kind of radio host are you?
So?
Yeah, you know, a little off key there.
Tear it apart. So, really, I mean, you're not going to get another one of those. It sounds like he's done with the Grammys.
I respect him for that. I saw a video explaining Frank Ocean.
What do you mean, like explaining Frank Ocean?
Analyzing Frank Ocean, like, about why his music is good. So now I feel like I know this stuff.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad you're up to date.
Can you play the video?
I think people already get it.
It's like 3 to 4 minutes long. It's pretty good. We don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, but we have other songs we could play.
Well, look up the video.
Let's play another song.
It's really good. It's really well made.
All right.
Can you do it?
I don't know if I'm going to listen to all of it.
All right. It's Frank Ocean by Captain Christian.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can find a song to play.
That's right. You're all the options here, folks. If you have any songs,
I'm all about the songs. See, Migos wrote a song about ranch chips.
No. Wow, Migos is great.
Oh, hold on. Mike Will Made It featuring Lil Yachty and Carly Rae Jepsen. It Takes Two.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah?
Okay, fine. We can listen to it.
Is it good? I haven't heard it.
I have not heard it. That's what I was saying.
Oh. Well, let's listen to it.
Carly Rae Jepsen, really?
And Lil Yachty.
Wow.
This ain't your regular party. This ain't your regular night.
We should play this at the dinner.
This is a lot.
Mike Wilmer. This ain't your regular night.
Whoa.
It takes two to make a hot side. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it hot side.
I wanna rock right now. Yeah. I'm Lil Yachty and I'm down if you down. Yeah. I'm not the most lyrical kid known. No. Yeah. But I'm known to keep the party going. Wow. Cause my team to love is ready to fly.
This is terrible.
We in sync while going through all phases. Positivity is what made us famous. Well, so much endurance, I should have ran track. Sounds so good, promise still get a plaque. Cause it takes two to carry all the big things. It takes two to end up with a shiny ring.
He sounds like Pharrell Williams.
He does. He sounds like Mr. Bettersons. He kind of sounds like Pharrell if Pharrell was from Atlanta, yeah, not Virginia. He sort of has like the southern accent. Jeez, this is terrible.
Judgment free zone, Edward. Video. You can look it up at the same time as we're listening to music.
That's true.
We can go left, they can go right. Save me a dance for the end of the night.
Frank Ocean, Captain Christian. But spelled with K's instead of the C's. This will be purple.
6 minutes.
Okay. Is it the right one? It's like it's probably a few 100,000 views, right?
Alright.
We can watch it later. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, I've seen this guy's work.
He's good, right?
His thing on Adult Swim is really good.
Yeah, for music, one of the best in recent.
All right, I'll listen to this later.
All right.
I don't want to be distracted by what's going on the radio. What's going on, you know, outside? There's too many things going on.
What?
I just want to focus on the video.
It's snowing out there.
I just want to focus on the video.
There's nobody in the studio besides us.
It's a lot of...
All right, fine. Let's play John Wick.
Do you want to watch the trailer for John Wick 2?
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
I think we watched it on the air last time.
No, we watched the trailer for John Wick 1.
Oh, no. I haven't seen the
All right, one. Let's watch John Wick 2.
Yes, dude.
Here we go. John Wick Chapter 2. official
wig
trailer.
Goes off. Don't.
I'm so excited for this, and I haven't even.
Wait, there's no audio.
Oh, jeez, the aux cord came unplugged.
Oh, sheesh.
Sorry about that, Medford.
They had a mini trailer before the trailer.
Soon, Mr. Week. I need you to do this task.
I'm not that guy anymore.
You are always that guy, John.
I can't help you.
You know the rules. If you don't do this, you know the consequences.
They destroyed his home.
Accounts payable. How may I help you?
I'd like to open an account.
Name on the account?
John Wick.
The contract has gone international.
Is that common?
You have no idea what's coming.
Ask John who that is.
Somebody please get this man a gun.
Morpheus!
You stabbed the devil in the back. To him, this isn't vengeance. This is justice.
It's so good.
You working? Right, so.
Yeah, that's common.
Whoever comes, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all.
Of course you will.
Put a little curve on them. They have all the same sets as last time.
I'll try and do the same.
Do you want to watch John Wick after this?
The movie?
Yeah. What are you doing after
that? I have to do work. I haven't done work all day.
I don't have to work until later tonight.
I have to. If there. Oh, how about this?
Yeah.
If there's a snow day tomorrow, I'll watch John Wick with you. At some point today.
Okay, how do we know there's a snow day?
We'll get an email about it.
I'm checking my email as frequently as possible. Medford, that was John Wick 2,
the trailer.
Let's play John Wick by Migos again. I like that song.
That's a great. We'll only play the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Actually, I could probably censor it live.
Oh, excellent.
I just need the
lyrics.
The lyrics, because it's a slow enough song where I could probably do it. And I've listened to it a few times.
How is Migos not nominated for a Grammy? What about Bad and Bougie?
That's a really good question. Well, Bad and Bougie came out too late, I think.
Chop chop.
Yeah, that's a song.
I don't need no shooter, nigga.
All right. One gun
man. Right out of the plate. Swing and a miss. One foul.
I get three strikes.
All black, one gun man. John Wick, that's a bad man. All black, one gunman. John Wick. All black, one gunman. John Wick.
John Wick.
All black, one gunman. John Wick. All black, one gunman. John Wick.
You're close.
One gunman. John Wick. One gunman.
I think part of the magic of John Wick is he never uses a machine gun. He's always shooting a pistol.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
Now he's like,
John Wick, one man, huncho, truckload, ammo, all black, suit and tie, don't move in camo.
It's also like clear that they've seen the whole movie. Like there's specific references.
Multiple times. It's so fun.
One machete, turn you to spaghetti. One bullet, one headshot.
One machete, turn you to spaghetti.
Don't call the cops. Wrap his body, put it in a box. If you the huncho, then you make the drop. Gotta pay for the dirt that you doing off top. I pay for mine when I see his head. That's the same way the gladiators did. I'm the gunman, but I love the kids. Quavo Superman, Quavo John Wick. And you don't want the two to mix. Not at all. Have a 4th of July on the 6th. When you're broke, pay the bills. But when you're rich, you can kill. John Wick with the black tents. Got gun peepholes on my car kits. All black, one gunman. John Wick, that's a bad man. All black, one gunman. John Wick. Bow. All black, one gunman.
Black.
John Wick.
John Wick.
All black, one gunman. John Wick.
Whoop.
All black, one gunman. John Wick. Gunman. All black, one gunman. John Wick. One gunman. All black, one gunman. John Wick.
Bow,
man. Black one gunman, John Wick.
John Wick
gone. When the dog pistol be a nigga turned into John Wick. I told him.
when my Mustang was not for sale, but they still tried me like my name was John Wick. These niggas who they fuck with, John Wick. Bodies popping up, unfortunately. I'ma catch them flipping just like Ricky when you're plotting on a nigga ugly. John Wick. Call it. When it come to artillery, I'm very talented. Take up y'all, I be killing. Mean the AK with the banana clip. When I travel, put it in my travel kit. Rick James, I'm rich, bitch. Mama told me I'm a walking lick. Mama. The truck game is mad, ain't no need to ask mad. And I just hit the plug with a hip stick. Boom. No Santa Claus, I'm on my grits. Might light up like it's Christian. I'd be a fool if I leave a witness. Come for your 10 minutes to the kitchen. Scope on the chopper, I see you chilling. Get you and your wife and I leave the children. All black, one gunman, John Wick, that's a bad man. All black, one gunman, John Wick. Bah! All black, one gunman, black. John Wick.
John Wick.
All black, one gunman, ooh. John Wick.
Whoop.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
Gunman.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
One gunman.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
Bow, man.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
John Wick.
Okay. All black, black. Hatchback. Skirt. Got the chopper in the trunk of that. Rah. Kidnapped the nephew where your uncle left. Selling the junkie, stepped on like a welcome mat.
Duh. Like the president since they killed pistols.
Got the pistol looking at you, now you sentimental.
Look,
you thinking to yourself, how did he get up in the pickle?
How?
I can get you knocked out my on a nickel.
Hail Mary.
Woo. Make it look like Halloween up in February.
Ooh.
Birds in the trunk singing Mary, Mary. Bullets tickle your stomach like Pillsbury.
Ah.
Look for him every day till you
find him.
Cut off his wife finger to remind
mind him.
Do a drop out when I say Simon.
Say so.
Send him the key, that's an assignment.
Go get him.
Set this shit on fire, change the climate.
Fine.
Throw the body in the river up and wind
him.
I get you knocked off even if it's minor.
Minor.
Hooking up the dose, need sign
it.
I'm with this John Wick.
Hit his ass with and it hurt my wrist.
Ah.
Reach for the chain in this body glitch.
Bah, bah,
50 cent AK the magic stick.
Rah. All black, one gunman, John Wick.
That's a bad man.
All black, one gunman, John Wick.
John Wick.
All black,
John
one gunman,
John
Wick.
John Wick.
All black.
Anyway, well done, Migos. You deserved the Grammys.
For John Wick.
Drop top. Yeah, I recommend the movie. It's got 3 stars out of 5 for me, which is, you know, pretty high. I changed it to 4 stars out of 5. Why not?
I really want to see the movie now.
Yeah, yeah. I might be hyping it up a little too much.
How long is it? That's the thing. Like, if it's 2 hours long.
I don't know. Maybe.
If it's a solid, if it's under 110 minutes, I'll be really happy.
Let's look it up. Let's run that. John Wick runtime.
101 minutes.
Ooh,
oh, man.
It is lit.
That's a sweet spot.
That means they had lots of content and they cut it down when they needed to go.
Yeah.
Because they could aim for 90 minutes, you know, make it cheap.
90 minutes is like a kid's movie, though.
Kids milv.
I wonder how many R-rated movies are 90 minutes long. I feel like very few.
We should do an analysis.
Any other rap songs that came out recently? That Mike Will Made It song was a bust.
Yeah, that was really bad. God.
I'm not really sure what I expected.
Anything besides that.
Yeah, that was really
I think,
bad.
Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen. Probably not great, actually, though, I think about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, all the albums came out in the past like 2 weeks.
Play some R. Kelly.
No.
Okay. Guys, if you have any suggestions, call in. Match with us on Tinder. We should have a rap radio or Tinder. Like,
yeah,
a profile.
That would be funny.
Our radio station.
Let me go through my recently added. Anything's worth playing?
I saw a Tinder bio once. It was for bread. Just pictures of sliced bread. And the bio was, if you don't swipe right, I will grill myself.
That's pretty funny. Have you ever seen the time the needle drop reviewed Young Lean's Unknown Death? Yeah, Unknown Death album?
No.
It's sort of a...
I don't know the rapper, the album, or the songs.
So Unknown Death is a Young Lean album.
Okay.
The Needle Drop is a famous YouTube music reviewer.
Okay.
And this is what happened when he reviewed it.
Hi, everyone. Anthony Fantano here, the internet's busiest music nerd. And it's time for a review of the new Young Lean mixtape album, Unknown Death, 2002.
You got bread!
My hand is bread. My hand is bread. My hands are bread.
There's bread.
My hands are bread.
There's bread.
My hands are bread.
You got bread.
My hands are bread.
You got bread.
My hands are bread.
You got bread.
My hands are bread.
There's bread.
My hands are bread. My hands are bread. My hands are bread. My hands are bread. My hands are bread. My hands are bread. My
I don't know the songs.
He just, it's not a parody of any song. He just didn't know what to do with the mixtape.
Why not?
Because it was so groundbreaking at the time. He gave it a bread out of 10.
I see how it relates to what we were just talking about, but I don't get it at all.
There's nothing to get. It's not like an inside joke at all. That's just what he did.
Damn. All right. I mean, I guess that's funny.
All right, I'm going to play...
I wouldn't laugh in any scenario, but, you know, good for him.
I mean, just to give you a taste, this is the first track of that mixtape.
What? I'm with your bitch. What? In a Lamborghini, eating food from her titties, yeah. Hot zucchini, yakalini, get greedy when bitches get needy. Fuck Vietnamese hoes every day. What?
So, like, totally, you know, in line with that.
All right. I guess that makes a little more sense now.
There's also, I don't want to sort of degrade the
quality of our
of that album. It's actually, there's actually some really good songs on it.
That's good.
Here, I'll play one.
I'm proud of him.
This is Ocean's 2001. There's better songs.
Yeah, it was very atmospheric.
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical if that's music or not. It sounds like the garbage the kids listen to.
It is the garbage the kids listen to.
Oh, okay. That's chill, I guess.
All right, we have time for one song. What's one song that you want to hear right now? But make it a good one. I'll play one song of your choice.
Bad and Bougie.
No.
You make life so hard for me.
Nothing?
Something from MF Doom.
Huh. All right. Any album in particular?
Leftovers.
Let's see if I can find that on the Spotify.
Let's see. See if I can find one that I like.
Oh, wait. You want to listen to, what's the one at the end where the guy, it's on, Mfood. The one at the end where the guy just, like, goes off for a minute and a half and just, like, makes up the song. Where he's like, you thought this was the end of the song. We tricked you. You know what I'm talking about?
I do remember that. I don't know what song it is.
Though. Which one is that? Is it Rap Snitch Knishes? Here, we'll find it. Nope. Oh, damn. Which one is it?
Is it Cookies?
No. If you know it, call in.
Really quick.
We want to know.
You're so confused.
Jeez, which one? Is it this one? No, it's like a 4-minute one.
It might be Cookies with K's.
The last one?
Yeah.
It's horrible. One little evening.
Yeah, I kinda like. No.
Vomit spit.
Beef wrap? I haven't eaten all day. How am I gonna? Oh, it's deep fried friends.